Maybe it is in my secondary school. It is the English subject, and for that, we have to perform an English drama. And the teachers give us the script, and we need to just act what the script told us to do so. And it is quite impressive to me, because it is almost the first time that I talk English on the stage and have to talk fluently, like no any mistakes and something. But yes, it is my memorable learning experience.
And how about reading? Do you have a memorable reading experience?
Reading? I don't think so. I don't think I have a memorable reading, because most of the reading, I'm just reading the exercise from the school, and I rarely read English book and newspaper. Sometimes newspaper, but I won't do it myself, because I'm not really interested in reading.
Yes. What about when you're doing research, though?
When I'm doing research, mostly I do research in Chinese, but not in English. Yes, maybe the assignment requires us to do in English, but I will find some people who can talk in Cantonese, and I'll ask them to do it for me in Chinese. Yes.
Now, you have a part-time job.
Yes.
And I think that also involves being a multilingual person, because it's serving the public.
Yes.
So in that job, how do you use English?
I think now, the part-time job now, being an Aussie, I don't have a great improvement in my English. But before, I'm a sales associate in the company for selling handbags, and I work at the Peak. And then there are many tourists, which helps me to speak English with the tourists. And that really helps me, because I have to talk with them in real-life English. Yes.
And you're a maths major. In the future, are you going to teach maths in Chinese or English?
Probably Chinese.
Why is that?
CMI school, maybe. The reason is, yes.